Enemy!
Start mashing harder. It's time for Breadcast.
Welcome to another edition of Melty Breadcast. This is episode 15 for January 4th, 2012. I'm your host, Master Jibby, and with me is someone who is already stockpiling for the end of the world, Mikado Fox.
There isn't enough cereal and dried food in the world.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure there is. I just can't find it yet.
Okay.
But there's enough spam.
Ugh, I hate spam. Spam's terrible.
Well, spam's the only thing that's going to last the apocalypse, and cockroaches.
Ugh.
I guess you can learn to eat cockroaches.
Cockroaches are high in protein and crunchy, etc.
Yeah. I mean, just imagine you're eating, like, a really disgusting water biscuit. I mean, water biscuits are disgusting already, so just a protein-filled water biscuit.
Does that mean the other parts of the world that already eat bugs are going to be like, haha,
yeah, you guys suck. Like, fuck you, USA.
We're ready. Bring it on. I've got a plate and forks ready. Like. Anyways, yes, Mizuki is, as always, our technical troll who was busy trying not to lose his genitals to the undead, I think.
Yeah, I didn't want the flesh pound to pound my dick off in Killing Floor. My penis is really important in that game because I need it.
I'll take your word for that. Man. Okay, so before I go into the news recap, first order of business. If you guys are listening, please, if you've got any questions whatsoever that you want us to answer, like us specifically or other people that we may interview in the future, post it on the Melted Bread, the Breadcast forum, and let us know. I'm going to put a new topic up, and I think we'll get rid of the old one because it's old, obviously. So please let us know. Ask us goddamn anything that you want. But try and keep it Melty-related, you know. Don't be asking what size shoes Mikado Fox wears or something.
Or like the girth, or like the girth of Chibi's penis. We don't need to go there.
Yeah, no, we do not need to go there. You can private message me for that.
Chibi now gets 20 messages in his inbox.
Oh, God. Please, no. Fantastic direction we're going in already. Second order of business, if you guys have any videos or streams or anything you want put up on the front page that is Melty related for current code, send them to me. Spam the hell out of my inbox, because right now I'm getting a little help from Mikado Fox here and a couple of other people in terms of putting videos on the front page and linking to streams and that type of thing. But if you've got something and it's like a tutorial or like week one stuff, whatever, it doesn't matter, please send it to me and I'll just start posting it up on the front page, because I think in the upcoming months, like, front page is going to be just like hella videos and hella streams and that type of thing. So definitely check the front page. And three, there's actually a question that I want to ask people who are bothering to check the front page. Tell me if it's taking a long while to load, because I think now that I actually have the capability of posting YouTube vids, I might have to limit how many I put, because that, I believe that type of thing, like, rapes loading pages. Like, there's, I think, 6 YouTube videos on the front page now, and that might, like, totally kill some people's connection when they're trying to log in on the front page, and it's not something I want to do. So let me know, and I'll go bother the shit out of Dippy in terms of figuring something out, which I'm sure he'll enjoy so much. So,
yes, give Dippy more work.
Yes, give Dippy more work that pays him nothing. Cause
yeah, he doesn't have enough work. He needs more.
Dippy loves you guys, trust me. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah. No, it loads fine. Like, it just might be people's connection who suck. I don't know. Like, sometimes, because I know in SRK they have, like, a shitload of videos that just aren't on the front page sometimes, so you gotta, like, they actually have it to where you click on the link, mm-hmm. it goes to another page on SRK and it has the actual video. So you might want to try doing that too.
Okay, I'll have to talk to Tom and Dippy. If you guys want something like that, if you prefer something like that, let us know. If you're fine with spamming the front page with videos, please let us know. If you have an actual preference, just like flat out let it be known. So like the front page.
Hey, Chibby. Hey, Chibby. I have an idea.
Oh God! All right, hold up. Let me sit down. Okay, I'm sitting down. Go ahead.
No, I mean you can always do like you know how old SRK used to have like the spoilers thing.
Yeah.
Try to figure out if there's like a spoiler tag thing for the front page, and then you can use that to hide the video, and you can click on it and be like, yeah, this is the video.
Okay.
But it's hidden, and you don't have to load it until you click on spoiler or whatever.
That pretty much.
That might be doable. Okay, yeah. We'll look into that. But regardless, let us know for preferences and that type of thing.
Hey, I also have another idea.
What?
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Damn it! Damn it, Mason. Okay, that's pretty much what I wanted to get. Out of the way before we get into the news. But getting into the news now, the first order of business, obviously, is that the game is out.
Yay!
Yay! Background applause. Clap, clap, clap. So go out and buy some anime so you can play Melty Blood, even if you don't want to. Because anime is worth the price for Melty Blood. It is. Or, I'm sure there's some philosophical debate I don't want to get into right there, but yes, anime. Anime Melty is good. Go get it. Go buy it, Play Asia, all those good sites that likely still have it in stock. Also following that, if you're lucky enough to have the freaking game already, there's a NetPlay patch that's available from on the actual main site that's linked on the front page. So go hit that up. Get your NetPlay going. Go start spamming your IP in the channel. That type of thing. Bother the hell out of Kusanagi. I'm sure everybody's prime and excited for that. For the return of that. Oh, man. And really, in terms of actual... in relation to the game, it's like the important stuff. Outside of that, there's a bastard amount of videos I put on the front page. HF Blade has a C-Seal of it, which is pretty good. Some stuff I didn't know she can do. I'm sure Zayla is going to enjoy that for like 2 minutes and complain about it afterwards or something. My Japanese is horrible.
Misao
0719 has a video with hello characters in it. So that's also something you should peep. It's got some Sasuke stuff. I think it has Warakia, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. PRZDENT, President, still shows that Kuma's a tricky bastard. In case some of you people are wondering, call me now. hopefully other people actually play Kuma. And Funky Kun has some Viakia stuff, full moon Viakia stuff, and Delrice has some very essential F race essentials. Wow, it was not redundant, was it?
You talking isn't redundant.
Me talking is always redundant, but that's beside the point. Oh, and what I forgot to mention, I linked Czar. We had him last week, Czar Bon, Czardicus, whatever the hell you want to call him. He's got a Twitter feed that's pretty worthwhile in following. He follows a lot of people in Japan who put up like videos and streams. And he follows a lot of people in the community who put up videos and streams, like even like people like Mikado, and like various people on the West Coast and like the Midwest, etc. like that. So that's definitely a stream, as Twitter stream you should follow, and I'm probably going to be taking videos from it anyway, so definitely hit that up. Outside of that, I don't think I have anything else worth noting for news.
There's actually an important thing for NetPlay.
What?
If you guys are having problems with NetPlay, go into Task Manager and set the affinity to Melty Blood to a single core. It doesn't matter which core you choose as long as it's a single core. I don't know why. It's because, you know, people don't know how to optimize software anymore. Cough source, cough valve. Anyways, that's all.
Is your throat okay? That didn't sound very good.
Yeah, I think I need some water, but I'll wait. Okay. I'll just replace water with Jack Daniels.
Okay.
That works. People seem to get by off thirst with alcohol instead of actual water.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have the link that Mizuki's talking about that Bell posted in IRC. He posted in like IRC Twitter. So I can like give that to Chibi so he can like show everyone like, oh, this is what you're supposed to do if you need pictures.
Pictures?
Yeah.
Oh, for the actual... Okay.
Yeah.
Actual pictures describing what you should be doing to make your net play work better, that type of thing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we'll put that up sometime tomorrow. Outside of that, we have a guest who was previously on the show, who's going to join us for discussion that's more or less first impressions of the game. He's pretty much, I guess, the cream of the crop, but he's an idiot because he won't stop changing his handle for every 2 minutes. So please welcome Lord Knight, aka freaking Pre-Eater Knight. I can't pronounce it.
Praetor,
whatever. Lord Knight, hi. What's up?
Get a better vocab, please. Please.
There's a reason why Chibi's going back to school.
Dun dun dun.
I don't need a better vocab.
The audience doesn't applaud, but I took their money and tickets, so it's all good. It's all good.
Thanks.
How's it going?
Not bad. How are you, sir?
Good. A little tired.
A little tired. Been hitting the lab and that type of thing too hard?
I think I've done more training mode in the past, like, 5 days, and I have like all year, like no joke.
I would firmly believe you in that assertion. So,
what, yes.
Hold up. I'm thinking of the first question I should really ask everybody here because this is a full group discussion, including Mizuki, who's coming back into the fold of all things. What do we all think about current code?
What do you guys say? I mean, it's fun. It's
yeah,
not like
fun.
A big change for me because I played 1.05, but
well, you
nice.
Had the luck of playing or the privilege of playing 1.05, but
it's nice to play like H Koha that does a lot of damage, like more damage. That's kind of nice. I don't like not having 5B hard knockdown, and Hime is just like too fun. So probably just gonna play her like permanently.
So she's now your main?
Yeah.
Let me ask this. What made her become your main?
Well, you see, like, on a character, like when the match is loading up, and she has, like, her arms out,
mm-hmm.
and then she talks a lot of shit, and then she has, like, the old Japanese speech gimmick, and then she has, like, a fun combo. So that's pretty much it.
So is that your requirement?
Also, she's good.
Oh, okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Good.
That's what we're waiting for.
Oh. No, but all the other stuff is equally important.
Oh, obviously. Clearly.
It is.
I know. I believe you.
LK doesn't like playing ugly characters.
Sure.
But he has different definitions for ugly, so I don't know how it works.
Ugly is ugly, right?
Ugly on the outside.
Well, no. There could be... pretty on the outside, just ugly how a character plays.
Okay. Oh, man. Christ.
Chibi, continue. You have an interview to do? Let's go.
I know. Well, somebody randomly messaged me. I'm not entirely sure why.
Mizuki, what do you think about current code?
Man, it's awesome. It's a fun game. I've had more fun with this game than ST combined, with all the years I've played of ST. In 5 days of Melty, I've had more fun than ST in 5 years.
That's a lot of years, isn't it?
Yeah, but, I mean, this Melty is just... Oh, my God. It, like, Archetype Earth is just, like, totally my character. She's kind of like... Like, if you've ever played Chaos 98, and you've played Iori, and, like,
yeah.
He does everything, and he can, like, lame, or he can, like, rush down, and Archetype Earth can do that, I love characters that can do that.
Okay, would you agree with Mizuki?
About what? I can't make comparisons with KOF. Like, I don't fucking play KOF.
Oh, no.
More
if
like,
she can
rush
down or be defensive. If she can, like, switch up between whichever playstyle.
Oh, I don't think that's it, really. I just, like, she, like, her playstyle is, like, you walk around outside of everyone's range, and you fly, and you, like, kind of rape them, but, like, if they get next to you, it kind of sucks. And so, like, you DP, you mash DP really hard, and when you rush down, you, like, don't really rush down, you just, like, hit button. It's, like, I can't call it rush down.
It sounds like every character you play, okay.
I just call it, like, don't move down. It's like you can't move.
I'm the one who needs a better vocabulary.
There's no other. I can't like pick one word to describe like what it is. But it's definitely
kind
not
of like,
pushed down.
Like
she
pressure
keeps
her lockdown.
She keeps her mobilized
lockdown.
Really well.
Like lockdown, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so they're chibi. What do you think about current code?
I'm loving it. It's. I mean, in reality, like Steve said. It's not all that entirely different from Actress Again, but it's enough that I think it warrants playing it. And at this point, considering where the community is and like who's left that's actually playing it, like I think everybody's like a killer at this point. So we're not at that like that nervous stage. We have a lot of new people. And
actually, they're like mad scrubs. I'm like happy they're scrubs. I need scrubs to play.
Yeah, there's actually like, a lot of scrubs on that play. Like, I'm not going to be insulting or anything, but like when I can beat people with a character that I don't know how to use and I'm playing a game that I really didn't dedicate much time into and I'm beating people, then yeah, there's a lot of scrubs.
No, like, but, I mean, I shouldn't say scrubs. I should say like plebeians or like beginners or something.
Plebeians?
Like,
that's a little harsh, don't you think?
It's not harsh. I'm just.
That's royal speak.
Yeah.
Nobility.
Yeah. Okay. Sit on your throne a little harder. Right?
I had to like relearn the game, which is nice. That's like the whole reason. That's like one of the reasons I switched characters. Now, I don't want to get lazy, like resting my laurels and all that.
But I mean, like, there being scrubs isn't a bad thing. I mean, there's definitely. I mean, it's a good thing because it's definitely a sign that people are still trying to learn this game.
Mm.
And on top of that, it's like, oh, well, you give me a chance to actually learn my character.
Mm.
So, I'm not saying it as an insulting thing, because unlike where it's like Street Fighter, where you have like all these scrubs that are probably not going to amount to anything, there's a lot of people that are new in NBAA, in the channel, that are showing like signs of like getting better, like even within these 5 days.
It's a funny comparison to make. But, like, it's kind of how, like, Marvel 3 came, and a lot of people who never touched Marvel 3, a Marvel Versus series before, got into it, and they're like, oh, yeah, this is really fun, and then, like, a month later, they kind of dropped. But then everybody who stuck around with Ultimate was still new, but they had a better idea of what they were doing, and I kind of feel that, like, when Actress Again dropped, like, 3 years ago, for the PlayStation 2, it was right around the time when, like, the quote-unquote fighting game renaissance was kicking in.
Mm-hmm.
So we got an influx of new people who didn't really know how to play anything. But at this point, if they still stuck around to play it, they'd have a much better idea how to handle things and how to get into it than the initial group from when Actress Again came out. So, like, I think everything's, like, just all the pieces totally, like, came together, like, conveniently enough so that okay, you have the new people who want to play who don't know how to play that you want to figure out how to play against all over again, and then you have all the people that have been around that are just like totally playing new characters or like suddenly their characters are like ridiculously better and everything. It's just like the best of both worlds, really. At least that's what I think. No. Yes.
No.
Really?
No, you're right.
No, I mean, that's...
That's how I see it.
That's kind of how I look at it. I mean...
Yeah.
It's everything's, like, spot on at this point. We've got all that we need and...
Except console.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a decent, like a decent port would be nice. I mean, this port, even though we can play the game, the port kind of overall is kind of mediocre, especially compared to NBAC.
The port is good, just in that play ass.
No, I mean, there's still some problems with the port itself.
Oh.
Yeah, just like on technical sides, but I mean, and like the training mode has like less features than NBAC and PS2 NBAA, like no IH, you know, the color-coded bar that we used to have.
The status bar.
Yeah.
Yeah,
status
that's gone.
Bar.
Some
of the changes are peculiar.
Yeah, we're missing a lot of training mode features, but apparently, like, Mav is saying that even the Japanese people are, like, complaining nonstop about all those features gone. So they're probably going to be put in, because there's too many people bitching about it.
Hopefully.
Which is a good thing.
That would be nice. That's actually a question I should ask all of you guys. What do you think about the specific changes, I guess, to the system? Stuff like, you know, raw air throw leaning into combos, and then like bringing OTGs back and omitting the I think it was called the anti-air A normals or the anti-air normals, and then into the armor normals, that type of thing.
Yes.
Do we agree that it was a good idea to put some of these things in, take them away? All of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
except for smaller screen. I mean, even though Archetype
Earth,
even though Archetype Earth benefits from smaller screen, it makes Nero just way more annoying, and I hate Nero.
No, Nero was better when the screen was big. Now he's
really?
Small. Yes, of course. Oh, how could you doubt that?
Well, because I never played Nero, so.
Yeah, Nero. Of course, Nero would be better. Nero and Mech and all like the Scrubby Zoners. Well, Scrubby Zoners.
Scrubby Zoners.
People that make me block.
No, like Mech, like a low level Mech is so fucking annoying, and the screen is so big. And you like, I like
how
don't
do I
like
them?
That shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
that's what he's getting at.
The anti A armor is like, I'm like upset because of my character, like because of Koha, like losing stuff that was really good. But now a lot of people have 5A anti-airs again, so that's kind of nice.
Did we revert back to like the 5A and 2A being like the end all of all, you know, be all?
No, I don't see 2A anti-air anymore. I see 5A, yes, but even then that's hard to do, because sometimes people have jumping normals that hit behind the character who's doing 5A for them. So you don't have to worry about that anymore.
Plus, like, the counter hit level 2 is good, because like, Even if like they mash A, if you do a C move, you still like recover and hit them. So it's like the same as anti armor for the most part. But you still took damage when you armored an A move anyway.
Oh, it was like it was just pretty much hyper armor. Like you took damage, but you just go right through and you keep continuing your whatever you're doing.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess technically characters got anti-airs that they might have not had before?
Yes.
Okay.
And on, like, the subject of air throw, too, I really like how there's counter hit. You're, like, in counter hit state if you whiff, like, forever. That's awesome.
Wasn't that there before?
No.
No?
Wait, you get counter hit status from whiffing air throw? So if somebody hits you while you're whiffing an air throw, you get counter hit?
Yeah.
Okay. I like both.
I like that, and I like the raw air throw. Like, it's mad good with, if you're like good at using it.
What about OTGs?
OTGs, I don't care. I mean, it benefits like some characters a lot, but I mean, it just like I don't feel like. I mean, I guess it impacts the game, but I don't feel like it really did anything. It's just like, oh, this combo's funny, or like a couple of characters, like, man, this is kind of dumb. Like, it's easier, like, I noticed the random charge moves way more than the random OTG moves, you know?
Yeah, they kind of, like, switched their own. In 1.05, a lot of characters had, like Koha, for example, she had, like, whiff command throw, do fucking, get all my meter, 5cc loops, and you're just like, oh, what the fuck is this? Well, now characters just have charge moves, like, narrow charge 5c combos, and, like, that looks fucking weird.
But yeah, Nero doesn't got me that shit.
Yeah, because I'm like,
yeah.
You fall down right in front of him, and he's like, okay, have fun with this. And you're like, what the fuck?
Like, hold this.
Yeah, like I said earlier, like the last podcast, the one with Czar, like OTGs, and like the charge normals just kind of seem like a lazy but kind of good balance change, because it made some characters that were like totally worthless, like CS Akia, into like really fucking good.
Yeah. FSOA, same.
It's kind of like intentional role cancel in a way. Like, if you ever played CBS 2, or role cancel definitely helped balance the game.
No, I'm saying I don't think OTG's made characters a lot better. They made them a little bit better.
They definitely about the made charges.
The charges, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, I'm talking both about both. Yeah, both of them combined. It's kind of like, yeah, intentional role cancel.
Do you think do you think there's something better they could have done, or a different direction?
Within Melty's engine, I don't think so. It would have been way too Mugen-y if they tried to put in another mechanic.
Okay.
I feel like it would have suffered the same kind of syndrome with Accent Core, with Guilty Gear.
Yeah, they didn't need the Guilty Gear shit. I was about to say that. Like, you don't need to have a new mechanic every version, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, like, OTGs is kind of a new mechanic, but it's not really a new mechanic. It just kind of changes the rules on an already placed mechanic.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. My next question to everybody is then, even though it's only been a couple days at this point, is this something glaring that just doesn't agree with you at this point, whether it's a character or a move or a system mechanic, or I mean, is there anything at all? Like
the Atreus shield loot, that kind of makes me upset a little bit. Nero, as usual. I mean, Ryogi's still gay, but
isn't she normal now?
She's like not as gay. She's like less gay than she was before. She's still gay. She's still like, she's like, don't kid yourself. Like, Ryogi's still like an asshole character.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like 1.05. It's a little more fair than 1.05. I can't really complain about like balance. 1.05 was like fun, but I know you've heard me say this before. I thought it was like BBCS1, like, yeah. And people like got pissed off at me. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. You guys didn't fucking play a game. Like, like you get hit. I'm clearly remember getting like hit by counter hit JA by Nia's C Seifuku.
And losing.
And then I took 5,000 damage and I was knocked down in the corner and I couldn't do any reversals, and he did EX pit and I blocked it wrong and then I proceeded to die. I lost that round, like, right away.
I proceeded to die.
Like every good character that people were playing was doing that. Like, I mean, if that's not like BBCS1, then like getting knocked down and just getting reaped, I don't know what it is. I mean, 1.07 isn't like that. They did like good stuff between like removing certain things like Kohas shit and like lowering some characters' damage was too high, like, etc. Like, if Ark is top tier in the game, like, if Ark and Nero, I guess Nero's kind of crazy, but Ark already being top tier is like Ark related and Satsuki, the game is like not crazy if they're the best. You know, like when or Alco is like the best character, then like you have like a bullshit game. But if like Ark, if it's just like Ark, like, what the fuck does Ark do? She like does damage, and her pressure is like okay, but she's not like, she herself as a character is not just totally crazy.
So you think that Ark and Satsuki better represent the, like, for the lack of a better word, the essence of Melty Blood, like the, you know, what?
Yeah, like the current top characters. Like, when people like say like who they think the top characters are, like, when you look at those characters, I'm not like, well, I don't want to fight any of these characters besides, like, maybe Nero. Like, last version, the top characters, you didn't want to fight any of them. Like, you just die, just get raped, destroyed, no hope.
No hope at all.
But it's, like, one of those, like, when you look at, like, the real top tiers at the game, like, the characters that define the game, like, mm-hmm. for real, and then you just look at it and you're like, nah, not this time. So, like,
oh, okay, I see.
It's like, if this game is like Arclade, Satsuki, Anania, Hime, Nero, like, I'm definitely forgetting Ryogi.
And Nero's hella annoying to fight.
a couple others. It's just like Nero. No, Nero is obnoxious because he has like he does way too much damage for the kind of it's like the hard knockdowns. He has like safer ways to summon. Like it's not like he has to. It's not like you can guess your way out. You can like use Charge 5C now and just like put you like you're just in there. Like he can like fuck you up like, really bad. It sucks. Like besides him, there's like I don't really care about Satsuki. I'm not scared of Satsuki. Really, like, I'm not really scared of Arc. Like they're good and strong and like the stuff they can do is scary. But like if random player X picks Satsuki on me, I'm not gonna be like, fuck, you picked that character. You know, like
okay, so what you're saying.
At NEC I played Ace Ryogi, like and I was like, what the fuck? I gotta play Ace Ryogi? Oh shit. Like I just light was gonna end. Like I knew what to do. That's the worst part. I knew what to do, and I was still like, "Oh
character.
Shit!"
The character still has like an intimidation factor, regardless of who's actually playing the character.
It's the same.
Yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. My next question is specific to each one of you. Are we all being character? Are we all showing some character love here? Or do we just become traitors and switch over to somebody else? And do we like the changes to our characters? Or if in the case of the new characters you might be playing, why do you like them? Why did you change that type of thing? If anybody wants to go ahead and go first, by all means do so.
LK, go first.
Okay, I was about to say, is it okay?
Yeah, just go.
Yeah, you went from Koha to
F Hime,
and you are complaining about Zoners, but in reality,
no, Zoners aren't that bad. I just have to like my main thing is I just have to relearn the game again. That's what I wanted. Like, I mean, I forget who said. I think Bellarisa said it when he was like trolling me one day. He's like, Kohaku is just a tool for victory for you or something.
Okay.
And I just laughed. I liked Koha's changes besides her 5B. Charge 5B isn't knocked down anymore. That kind of sucks. But like besides that, they actually raised her damage from 1.05, which is like good. But if I played her like this version, I'd just be way too cocky. Like I wouldn't practice. I wouldn't play anyone. I'd just be like, yeah, I'm the best. And like, I'd go get body. And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck?
This game sucks. Fuck this game.
Yeah, so it's just best, like, I just switch characters and play a lot.
So switching characters helps you actually become better than playing a character who was just better to begin with.
I just get lazy with Melty.
Okay.
Like, I didn't do that. In PS2, that happened to me. Like, I played Byakuya and I lost, like, Tenchi. And I was like, whoa, what the fuck? And I just switched characters.
I remember
that.
You told me about that. You were tight as shit.
Oh my god. I remember that. Oh, man. Okay.
Mizuki?
Yeah. Oh. Mizuki, you didn't even freaking play. And now you're just head over heels in love with this game.
I kind of played. I mean, I did play at NEC.
Kind of.
Well, I mean, I played when I was around. And I guess that counts.
You weren't really excited to play. You didn't actually have
I mean, originally when I was at the first NEC, I was kind of excited because like I thought FS Akio was like at least mid tier.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept on playing her. I was like, no, she has way too many problem matchups.
She still
and
does.
And then like I played her in when NetPlay first came out, I was switching between FS Akio and Archetype Earth. And like whenever I played FS Akio, I was just like, wow, this character has not changed at all. She still sucks. Like, she's done nothing. She's
Fuck
the same character in essence.
So then, what made you switch over to Full Moon Archetype Earth?
Because she kind of reminds me of, like, Blackheart. If Dormammu played, like, Blackheart. Whereas more like... Okay, you know how... Okay, so you've played Blackheart in Marvel 2, right?
Yes.
He's air to ground.
Mm-hmm.
His whole essence is air to ground. Dormammu is ground.
Oh, okay.
Archetype Earth is like air to ground-ish, kind of. Well, she has good normals on the ground, so I can't really say that. So she's kind of like, I don't know, better Blackheart.
Maybe there's another character you can make a better comparison with.
She's like Marvel Superheroes Blackheart.
Okay, I can understand that.
Yeah. Marvel Superheroes
Blackheart.
Not many people will understand that because no one's played Marvel Superheroes, but it's gems. It's gems.
It's Marvel Superheroes.
But yeah, she just has really good normal. She has a good walk speed. She has a good throw because, you know, she can circuit break you. She has good normals. Did I say that? She has really good normals.
Yes,
people are saying that. But, I mean, she has really good normals. but yeah, and she has flight, which is kind of cool because it reminds me of Marvel 2. And even though I only played, like, Marvel 2 for, like, 3 months on PS3, I had a lot of fun with it because I made people really mad by jumping around like a faggot with Blackheart and flying around with Doom.
Blackheart was a very underplayed character in Marvel 2. There was only a select amount of people who could play that character, but...
Yeah. Well, Blackheart got, like, blown up by, like, Cable.
Yeah. You know, Team Scrum, practically.
Kind of like... Well, Magneto shit on everyone as long as he got in. He was kind of like H. Koha.
Not with the damage output. He needs, like, constant mix-ups. Old H. Koha is just like, I hit you 2 or 3 times and you're dead.
This H. Koha is like that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I thought your damage output was a little lower.
Yeah,
she has more damage in PS2.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's just like she gets affected more by rebeat, and she doesn't get 5B knockdown, so you don't have to worry about bomb mix-up as much anymore, unless I have meter, which I don't like, but whatever.
So, are you actually going to tournaments at this point, Mizuki?
No.
No?
That's Play King.
Okay.
Kalera Warrior, man.
Put that in your comment for when you net play.
Oh no, I use like Deadman. I use Deadman as my name, and then I put like a Deadman quote. You know, like the KOF guy, the Korean KOF troll. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Warrior of the internet.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, good luck to you in your endeavors.
All right, Chibi, you go.
Okay. Well, everyone and their mother was obviously expecting me to play FSOE.
You said you were going
to
play FSOE.
I did say I was going to play FSOE because she got way better. And they pretty much And they did everything I wanted with that character. They made her dumb easy. They made her dumb good. I can run away and I can rush down if I want. But for the life of me, you know what? I don't know why the hell I just didn't run to her from the beginning, but I didn't. I guess as soon as I got the game and myself and a friend started playing, we started going through other characters, and he went to Archetype Earth, and I just totally sat there and said, you know, let me try this character out, and I just played freaking Full Moon Powered Seal, and I fucking love the shit out of that character. I've already, like, just having people watch me play and then me playing that character, it's just, like, she's so retardedly entertaining in both aspects. Like, it's just, she's using rocks as a zoning in, as rush down. It's just, like, it's too awesome. I don't know.
She has missiles.
She has freaking missiles. Like, she's really bastardized, like, Beretta, BB Hood, in some aspects. Like, there's some block strings that I have where they totally expect one thing, and then, like, out comes this slow missile, and, like, they get hit in the face, and it's counter hit, and then...
Oh, shit, what did I do wrong?
Yeah, like, corner carry, etc. The character's too much fun. And I'm like Steve, actually. Playing that character's helping me relearn the game. Way better than I think if I had just gone back to Hisui. Even with full Hisui, as much as I tried to play that character before, I didn't really understand how to play full properly. But for some reason, full powered seal is just like fitting like a glove. And even then, before Current Code came out, I was playing Full Moon Reese, and that character actually got a more. I can't. It's like, I don't want to be like way better, but like she got buffs that were totally not necessary.
Wait, she got buffs?
Yeah, she can cross. She can do dead by cross ups after 2/360 now.
Right there.
She does more damage.
Yeah, she needs to do more.
Yeah,
damage.
She totally needs to do more damage. She has better Oki options for certain things, and it's just like, you know, I love having those two options now. So I changed because it just I wanted to try something new and it worked. So that's just how it is. I might go back to Fuhusui later, but we'll see how what happens at this point.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, I would have loved to play Full Moon Pirate Sail because she has really shitty colors. And oh god, I love shitty colors.
The colors,
man,
are awful. Like there's like a green palette that's like totally broccoli.
Yeah. I was looking at that one. I wanted to play that color, but yeah. I can't fucking learn that character for shit.
No,
that sounds gross.
That's another thing I'm not actually understanding. Some people are like, oh, I can't play the character, or I can't understand the character because her air dash is weird. And I'm like, she just dashes like forward. Like I don't understand what.
Oh wait. Oh, I was wrong. I want to play Sea Powered Seal.
Okay. Yeah.
Does her combo look cool?
The other two versions are better, mind you, but F Powered Seal is just like way more fun, in my opinion. Which leaves us to Mr. Fox.
Oh, it's my turn now. Thank you.
Yes, by all means.
All right. I played it and I was like, all right, cool. I played the demo first because I was just like, all right, I got like the demo. This one character I care about, and I'm gonna sit down and learn her shit. Then I was like, oh, okay, cool. Her dash still is fucking ass, but her command dash is just like, oh, this is cool. But she can still sort of get hit, but you have to hit her right when she's starting her command dash, not like when it's ending.
Okay. Who is this?
FVCon.
Okay.
They gave her charge 214B. It's like her B knuckle, but you can charge it on hit and block. And I was just like, this is awesome. Because it's like, I get in for free, and it's I can make it safe whenever I want to, as long as it hits. What else was there? They gave 236A OTG when you're doing a combo now, so it's just like, it forces knockdown anywhere on the screen. And she just got a lot of good stuff that I liked. But then when I got the full version, I was just like, alright, who's someone else I wanted to play? Roa. Let me see F-Roa. I was like, okay, F-Roa is kind of simple, blah, blah, blah. I did all the stuff I knew from my old Roa stuff. Uh-huh. And I was like, let me try H real quick. I was like, oh shit, I like the fucking
feint.
Yeah, the Sokodoro feint. You hold 236B, you hold it, he just charges there, does nothing, and you just run up and throw you. What else is there? He got like, I think he got a damage buff, I'm not sure. I gotta check again. But he remains pretty simple, but he's still a good character. C, I was just like, alright, I'm gonna sit down, I'm gonna see why this character is so hype, and I'm just like, holy shit, if he hits you, he has orb down in the corner, he can get like 3.54k if he does it right, if you do his combos right. So like, I'm sort of learning C-Roar right now.
I fucking hate you. You're off this broadcast. God, that character's so fucking obnoxious, dude.
I love him. He's everywhere and he's doing whatever he wants. I'm just like, okay, if I'm not in your shit, I'm just gonna be laying out orbs all day. I'm just gonna charge. So that means if you see me with like 4 stars, 5 stars, you have to come chase me, because if I hit you with that shit, it's gonna hurt.
I can't. Like Grand Theft Auto level, like, it's like how many stars did he have?
Like, he just stands there, puts his hand down, he's like, what the fuck is he doing? That shit says 9, you're like, oh shit.
Uh-oh, he's wanted by the CIA.
Because if he has 9 stars when he does 2-2C, it hits you from anywhere. Like, that one tracks, I'm just like, yes, thank God. Go ahead.
The first time I saw that character, like, I forgot, someone linked to me in NBA, like, I never watched 107 videos because it's like, man, this game's never coming out. This game's never coming out. I'm not gonna play it. And then like the other day, I was like, okay, well, someone linked me a good C Roa video, right? They showed me a video, and I swear, I thought the video was like someone encoded the video really badly, and this, you know how it speeds up sometimes when it's really badly encoded.
Yeah.
I'm like, are they speeding this up because, you know, it's like they just got tired of, like, you know, sitting in the corner? You know, like in Alpha 3, when they got, like, crouch cancel combo, they, like, speed it up?
Yeah.
I thought they were doing that, and, like, no, that's what he's doing. I'm just like, yeah. No, I don't want to play anyone who plays this character. What a fucking shitbag character. he just locks you in the corner, and he does whatever he wants, and it looks like he gets, like, faster. He's, like, on crack or something. That's why he's so fucking skinny, because he's on crack.
No, his charge orbs give him more advantage on block. His charge 236A and B, more advantage. His charge 236C, if it hits you anywhere in the air, it automatically wall slams. You can follow for a combo if you're fast enough. I'm forgetting something else.
Something else I'm forgetting.
Well, somebody on the stream is... Sorry, I have to I have to find out Mizuki's reaction to this. He says, Wolfie Cakes in particular says, there's no character like Blackheart. Blackheart is the epitome of a shithead character. But your thoughts on this, Mizuki?
Yeah, Blackheart is definitely like the epitome of a shithead character because all he does is like jump around.
F Archetype Earth is not a shithead character. Steve? Steve disappeared. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
I kind of want to say Archetype Earth is not as scumbaggy as Blackheart, but she could be there, but...
She doesn't have as much freedom as Blackheart does.
Yeah, she doesn't have, like, spit out demon, air dash, spit out demon, land and you're safe, and you're just like, Jesus Christ, where does this character exist? And it's like, well, she kind of has, like, the Blackheart pillar. I think all Archetype Earth needs is, like, demons.
Yeah, okay. She just lifts up demons. Their skirt. Yeah. Lifts up their skirt and demons come out.
And then they lock you down, and you have, like, an infinite because you just, like, jump, jump demon, jump demon, jump demon. God, that's the best infinite ever.
For anybody who's actually playing against an Archetype Earth player, heads up, her hitbox, where you actually can hit her or where you can grab her, is her waist. Not her dress, her waist. I learned that the hard way playing against Steve for several hours on Sunday. And it was just, if Full Moon Powered Seal has like a jump C of the gods, which is like, it's just amazing cross up, and that thing just constantly kept whiffing on him, and I'm like, what's going on? It was just like, literally, her waist is the only part that you can hit, and the entire rest of the dress like doesn't count for some reason, and it was just making me like...
That's bullshit.
Yeah, it's just making like this giant sprite, and like it's not actually being covered as...
Hey, if I hit you when you're wearing a dress, and I hit your dress, tell me if it hurts. We'll experiment this next NEC, okay?
What kind of dress am I wearing?
Just something poofy. I mean, it doesn't matter. Just as long as it's poofy.
All right.
Some poofy dress.
No chicken wire under that, though, because I might hurt my knuckle.
Well, if I'm...
And that's not melty, so... All
right. If I'm jumping above you, on top of your head... And landing, I don't think the type of dress matters.
Yeah, as long as I don't have to look up. Jesus Christ. Yeah, okay. So Wolf also adds, there's no character in a fighting game that plays like Blackheart. You literally jump and do one move, yeah. There's no character like that anymore. I miss Marvel 2 Blackheart.
I guess it literally was just one move. One trick pony, but... He was damn annoying. I really hated playing against him.
I mean, there was a reason why he was, like, right under the tournament top tier.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was literally, like, right under, like, with Iron Man, I think.
Because everyone else had bullshit that circumvented him, like...
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I think Steve jumped off the boat. I'm not sure exactly what happened. He's swimming to shore. He just left us here. Steve is...
He's probably still on mute. He probably doesn't know.
Steven?
Are you there?
Are you there, Steve? No, Steve is not there.
Prayer tonight.
Prayer tonight.
Well, click here. You're the 1,000th visitor. You get free Archetype Earth porn.
Order now. Oh, man. So, I guess I should ask everybody... considering, you know, that the game is out and everything, what are we all practicing for? What's like the next big tournament for
NEC? For everyone else.
East Coast, West Coast, whatever. What do we have to look forward to traveling
to? Around?
I don't know what West Coast has, but I know there's Winter Brawl next month for East Coast. It's in Philly.
Right.
Everybody should go.
Yes, they should.
Fly me, I'll win. Fly me.
Hit up, ask your sponsor, Jack Daniels.
Yeah, dear Jack Daniels, I need to go to a tournament and drink your booze.
Dear Jack Daniels.
Please. Dear Mr. Jack Daniels.
Sponsor
me. I like your booze. Sponsor me. Bye.
Bye. That's a very convincing argument you bring up. I'm sure it'll work for you.
Yeah, I'll even write the letter in Jack Daniels.
How would that? Okay, whatever.
You'll have to put a lighter onto it, and like the only thing that catches on fire are the letters
and the paper. It's really.
Oh, that's true. Well, he'll have a hard time looking at the letter.
You could do some Flintstone shit and like send him like a slab, like.
With dried alcohol on it. And you throw a lighter on it, and it's like it blows up, and it's like Dear Jack Daniels on fire.
Some satanic bullshit right there.
Like, honey, you got a letter. Hold up, let me call the forklift. Oh, Christ almighty. Well, okay, I think we... Tournaments, we're ready. We're getting ready for tournaments. I think there's a lot more gatherings happening now. Than we used to. We used to do like.
Wait! There's American Melty at Doll's Place.
All right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I can go to that. I want to go though. Fuck.
When is that?
It's like the week before.
February. It's.
All right. I remember I was saying it was.
Yeah. Before. Keep on talking about the cool things that happen at American Melty, so I can look it up.
Like it was, I remember it being the week before Winter Brawl.
Yeah,
which is like kind of leaves me assed out. For
yeah, it's February 17th through the 19th.
Is it the week after or the week before?
Week before.
Before.
Winter Brawl's at the end of February.
Yep.
Wasn't it the in the
middle? Oh, wait, no, it's the same weekend.
Oh
wow. Eh. All right.
Well, there'll be
more.
Yeah. There's always like Poverty Fest, and there's probably going to be like Melty and PSO. Well, God, PSO is going to be out by then. No.
I want to play
I
Melty.
I want my life still. You know, I bet I'm going to try and avoid it, and then like SK is going to be a dick and he's going to pay for my subscription. Then I have to play.
Well, you're a true blue friend, Mizuki.
PSO.
All right, let's wrap the show up.
Let's wrap the hell out of this show. So, Steve is gone. Steve, are you there at all? No, he's not. He's not replying at all.
Fucking clown shoes.
Steve? Nothing? Nothing. Okay. Well, thanks for joining us, Steve.
Housekeeping.
I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day.
Maybe he passed out.
We might have passed out even from playing too much Rokunai. It does that to you. It just exhausts you, I'm sure.
God, my character's not strong enough.
Oh, man. So, yes, thank you, Steve. Oh, you're welcome, JV. Well, thank you. No, thank you. Okay.
You should bull shut the hell up.
Okay. So, we are more or less done. I'm just going to remind you guys, please spam the hell out of my inbox for stuff on the front page. Spam the hell out of the forum thread for whatever you want in terms of questions and so on and so forth. We are listening. Trust us. You don't want another one of those shitty episodes where we complain about you guys not asking us anything.
Oh, also, if you guys want to listen to this live, forever, or for at least 2 years, you should donate so I can buy XSplit. I just need $40. Yeah, like, literally 40, like, if everyone that listened right now just, like, gave me, like, $2, I'd be able to buy it. And people that
PayPal.
Are... Yeah, oh, my PayPal is mint.in.a.box@hotmail.com. Or I might change it to my Team Spooky email. I'll just let you guys know in the thread. But if you do donate, thank you. Even if it's just $1, it still helps me. And I get to stream that play too.
For $1 a day, you too can help Mizuki stream shitty podcasts to the internet.
And I might be able to even stream tournaments if there's ever any tournaments. I don't know.
Gasp.
Yeah. Tournaments.
Yeah.
Tournaments on the West Coast. What? That's not American Melty?
What? My word. So, yeah, get ready for the information overload that I'm sure the front page and the community is going to be given with the amount of streams and videos and stuff. So, look forward to that.
Oh, wait. There actually is a NorCal tournament. NorCal install.
Herp derp.
I forgot that played Multiblood. I thought that was only Catherine.
Yeah, that was only Catherine in some
place. But yeah, it's the 7th. That's in 4 days. I'm not going still. I'll probably be playing that play.
Way to go.
Yep.
Prime representative of the community here.
Netplay hero.
Netplay god. I'm going to be a Netplay god along with you, Mel.
All-American hero. Fantastic. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We'll shut up now.
We'll have some sort of outro for you guys.
We'll have some special outro for you guys involving making fun of ourselves. That will, I'm sure, all enjoy. But until next time, Mash Harder, peace out.
Bye.